Mashville Live is live here at Brew House South in the Cool Springs Galleria Mall. Great crowd of Preds fans here after a big win last night. My name is Max Herz, along with former Preds defenseman Jay Moore. And we've got two first-timers here on Smashville Live tonight, so let's introduce to you our player guests. First up, all the way on your left, from Kingsford, Michigan, USA, the captain of the Milwaukee Admirals, number 5, Kevin Gravel. And right here in the middle, fresh off his first NHL goal last night, the rookie, his first Smashville Live appearance, from Stockholm, Sweden, number 83, Adam Willsby. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's great to have you guys on the show. There's nowhere else we could start other than last night. Great win. Great goal for you, Adam.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great overall win. We played it pretty solid and great crowd here as well, so it was really fun.
So, Kevin, we got to get you to analyze your D partner's goal. What a sick first NHL goal that was.
Yeah, I mean, he scored two pretty good first NHL goals. So, his first one that ended up getting called back there in Dallas was, pretty quick release, pretty good shot there too, jumping up into the play. And then, yesterday there's really not much you can say. You know, he beats a guy one-on-one at the blue line there and comes in and leaves it, no doubt, and puts her in the top corner. So, been really fun to watch him. Watched him, for a few years now in Milwaukee. So to see that happen up here is... it's been really cool to see him.
All right, Adam, let's go moment by moment of this goal. So you had the puck at the point. Riley Smith kind of really sold out to block the shot.
Yeah.
What are you reading when he comes at you like that?
Yeah, I got a little time on the blue line there, and I saw that he kind of cheated to block the shot. So I kind of faked the shot and then tried to just be strong on the puck so it wasn't able to poke it. And then I just got an open lane, and I saw the... So the top corner was pretty available, so I just shot it there, and it went in, so it was fun.
He makes it sound so simple, Jay.
I like the way he describes it. The top corner was pretty available, and I'm not sure I would have had the confidence to do that in a 1-0 game. But your game last night, you were jumping on the play. You could tell that you were really feeling good. I was just long for the ride after that one because I was stunned at the skill level.
Yeah, no, I felt pretty good yesterday. So, yeah, it was just a fun goal to score.
How many texts have you gotten since then?
A lot of texts, and all my Swedish family and friends woke up like when I was gonna go to bed, so it was kind of busy. And today has been a lot of calls and texts, so it's been really fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, what is it like talking to your family back home after every milestone here, your debut, your goal, all of that?
They're just fired up. They usually watch the games in the morning. They're just really fired up for me, so it's very, very fun.
And Kevin, we'll enlist you again to grade the celly. One knee down, straight to the wall.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty... restrained for a first goal. It was enough, a little excitement, but it wasn't anything over the top, so it was a pretty good celebration. I don't know if you did a glass jump, but you went into the glass, so he kind of shoved me off him when I went into the corner with him, so that's my only complaint about it. But I think he probably blacked out a little bit, which is understandable, but all in all, it was pretty well done.
I'm pretty happy with it, actually. I feel like it went pretty seamless and fun to celebrate the goal with a bunch of top players.
What a moment, yeah.
Stamkos, Gravel, yeah. Forsberg, Marceau, yeah.
Well, quite a foursome out there with you, for sure.
Did you guys play, were you D partners in Milwaukee?
I think the first year that we were both in Milwaukee.
A couple games.
Maybe no more than 5-6 games, I don't think. But, we've been working pretty well together here so far, so it's been fun. He's really easy to play with, so it's been good.
Very steady. Looks like you read off each other really well, and it's very natural.
Yeah, no, I feel like we're a good complement to each other. So, yeah, hopefully we can keep playing together. Yeah.
Adam Willsby and Kevin Gravel are our guests here on Smashville Live. It's been a crazy stretch for the D-Corps. 3 key guys out injured, 2 of the 6 opening night guys healthy. What has it been like for the two of you, Nick Blankenberg and Mark Delgaiso, to come up and play massive roles for the big club here?
I think it's really fun, for us to kind of go through that process of being in Milwaukee together, whether it's just been this year with Blanks or you know, 3 years now with the rest of our crew here. So to kind of see that, you know, if you put in the work, you're going to get an opportunity up here is you know, it's nice to see that and to be able to do it with, you know, some of your best buddies that you've rolled the bus with and grinded with for so long, and to be able to see, you know, guys like that come up and succeed for Nashville as well, not only play but play well, is you know, it's really cool to see. It's fun to be here, absolutely, but it's even more fun to be here with a lot of your best buddies and be able to go through the day-to-day grind up here with some of your friends. So
what about you, Adam, as the new guy?
Yeah, it's been fun. Like, obviously, when the bigger guys get injured, bigger roles are available, so it's been, I feel like we as the young guys have been very good at just filling up those spots and stick to our game as well. We haven't done anything crazy. We just stick to our game and played sharp, so it's been really fun.
You guys have played big minutes too, 22 minutes a couple times for you. What's it like at the end of a 22 minute night in the NHL for a rookie?
I don't know, I feel pretty good. I feel like I'm in good shape, so I feel pretty good.
Would you guys agree that it's probably easier to jump in and play more minutes rather than, you know, you getting spot shifted here and there, playing 7 to 12 minutes a night? You'd rather play 20 minutes, right?
No question. Yeah, a little bit easier to just turn your brain off and go play when you're, you know, consistently going over the boards instead of having time to think in between each shift. That's kind of where you find yourself in trouble a little bit. So, you know, it's good to play consistent. And I think you ask any player that, and they're going to say it's easier to play more minutes than it is to play less minutes, just to be able to kind of stay in the flow of the game and everything that's kind of going on.
See, Max, I can relate to these guys. They're on my level. Two young defensemen here, one former defenseman. I don't get this opportunity very often.
Yeah, we got a great decor up here. I'm the liability up here on the panel.
Yeah, well, you got the spreadsheet right here and all the questions. You were worrying me just a little bit when you got caught in traffic, and I thought I was going to have to start the show with no notepad, so I come very unprepared.
I thought I was stuck in traffic with your entire family. That might have been why. But we got a packed house here at Brew House South here in the Cool Springs Galleria. Let's clap it up for our crowd tonight. Awesome group of Preds fans here. We're going to take a break so Adam Willsby and Kevin Gravel can go sign some autographs for the fans. Come back with more after this here on Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing, here on your radio home for Preds hockey, ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, your exclusive radio home for Preds hockey. We are at Brewhouse South here in the Cool Springs Galleria. If you are in the Brentwood, Franklin area, come hang out with us for the final show of 2024. For those of you planning ahead, our next show will be on a Thursday, January 9th will be our first show after New Year's. Max Herz here with Jay Moore, former Preds defenseman, and two of the current Preds blue liners, Adam Willsby and Kevin Gravel, back with us after signing some autographs. Did you get some Skittles?
Got some Skittles.
All right.
That's a win. That's a good day in any day.
That's huge. Yeah. Shout out to our Preds fans, always bringing good stuff for the guys. So, good Skittles? Are you a Skittles fan, Jay?
Yeah, not so much. I'm just...
Jay was giving me some caramel cowtails on the postgame show yesterday. I was a little skeptical, but it was good.
I don't know. What's a cowtail?
I haven't tried it.
First time I had them, and that's why I passed them off to Max.
So you didn't like it, so you gave it to me.
You start out before the game, go down the Lexus Lounge, take some game notes, and they've got a giant candy wall. It's like 20 feet wide, so I fill my pockets and take them up to the press booth, and anybody sitting around me always gets a handful of candy. And so, yeah, that's you got the leftovers.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Adam Willsby and Kevin Gravel are our guests here on Smashville Live. Both of your first time on the show, so let's get to know you guys better. Kevin, we'll start with you. You were with the Preds a couple of years ago, 23 games with the big club, third year in the organization. What's it been like becoming a mainstay in the Predators' org?
No, it's great. It's nice to... kind of find a little home, especially, you know, when you get a little bit older in your career. It's nice to not, you know, before I got to Nashville and Milwaukee, I was kind of, you know, 1 year bouncing place to place. So to get a little stability and a little security and find a place that you're comfortable in and seems that they're comfortable with you is you know, it's huge. And, you know, we've got a young son now too, so to have a little security and just know where you're going to be is, you know, it really helps things out. And you know, on the hockey side of things, it's just been so fun. You know, the organization from top to bottom, both Nashville and Milwaukee, are you know, they're just run so well with good people, and you know, it's done the right way. So it's been a great fit for myself and my family, and we're really excited to be here and really excited to be sticking around here. So,
how old's your son, and what's it been like having him in Milwaukee?
He's just over a year and a half, and it's been good. It's been different. It's obviously. It's probably been a lot harder. Not probably. It's been a lot harder on my wife. With I'm gone now, right, or on the road or whatever it is. So, a lot more work for her, and I get to kind of just leave and not have to deal with the stress and the issues that can kind of come up with it. So, she's been kind of holding the fort down and been the rock back home. So, but it's the best. He's a great kid, and it's awesome to just kind of. Be able to turn your brain off when you come home from the rink and just hang out with him, and nothing else really matters when it comes to that. So it's been a ton of fun.
Kevin, what do you do in the off season? Do you go back home, or are you a full time Milwaukee resident?
No, so we spend our summers back in Minneapolis. So after the season, we go back there. My wife is from northern Minnesota. We met at St. Cloud, which is about an hour from Minneapolis. So we go back to that area. We've got, I've been, that's kind of where home has been for the last, since I left school. So the last 10, 11 years. So
that's a great summer
yeah, it's
area,
awesome.
Isn't
it's
it?
Great. Yeah. My wife is from a small town, northern Minnesota, that's pretty much known for its lakes. So, we go there a couple times, and it's tough to beat. It's a great area to be.
Spend the summer on the lake.
We don't. We're just outside of the city, but her family is up on the lakes and all that up there. So, it's just a quick drive away if we need to get up there, but it's been working out great. It's a great area for hockey too in the summer. There's obviously a lot of guys that go back there, so ice time, training, things like that are in no shortage. So it's been a great fit.
Kevin Gravelt and Adam Willsby are our guests here on Smashville Live. Kevin, as you mentioned, D1 college hockey at St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. What led you first to the college route and then to St. Cloud?
I think it was always college. I grew up in Michigan. That's just kind of, it's college from day one. You kind of explore the other routes as they come about, but it was always college. For me, I'm from, a small town in the UP, so like Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech, Lake State are schools that were closer to me, but my dad actually played at St. Cloud, so I was kind of wanted to go there from the start if it was going to work out, and it ended up working out, but kind of just went through the process of recruiting and all that kind of stuff, and St. Cloud was interested, and I was obviously very interested in going there. So once I heard that they were kind of on recruiting me, that it was kind of all my attention was focused on St. Cloud and hoping to try to make something work out, and did. Went there for 4 years. It was a good 4 years there. We had four really good teams. A lot of guys have the program's really kind of, I don't even know if you want to call it up and coming anymore. It's just a really good program. It's pretty much top 10 every year in the country. So it's fun to still follow those guys. But, my 4 years there were some of the best that you'll have. So it was awesome.
Did you play with Nick Dowd?
He was my roommate for 3 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had, as soon as I heard St. Cloud, yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah, we were the same class. So we lived together from our sophomore through senior years. And then we both started off in LA's organization. So we played another 3 years together there. So we were together for 7 years. And then he lives about 5 minutes from me back home in Minnesota too. So we see a lot of each other. So we're pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the chance to coach him when he was 12, 13, yeah. 14.
Huntsville guy.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's great, great guy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him for many years,
yeah.
But he's found a home in Washington, hasn't he?
Yeah, sure has. He's an awesome player. Yeah, great family, great person. So he's really close friend of ours.
Jay Mora taught him everything he knows.
Well, he's like I said, he's found a home. He's very secure. Yeah. So
despite luckily your best efforts,
he had a listening problem, and luckily he didn't listen to me very much.
Yeah, probably a good thing. Kevin Gravel and Adam Willsby, our guests here on Smashville Live here at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. All right, Adam, let's go overseas to Sweden, talk about your hockey life. You left home as a teenager to go play for the club team you wanted to play for way north in Sweden. Why did you make that decision?
Yeah, so I grew up in Stockholm playing minor hockey there, and then it's kind of like all the big clubs in Sweden offer like high school programs, and probably similar like a college process. You get reached out to and you can choose a little bit. So that club I went to was they're known for having a good organization, and and they develop a lot of good players. So yeah, I moved up there when I was 15. Lived by myself for like 4 years. So it was a different kind of growing up, but it was great.
So what is it like leaving home at 15, going, I mean, you were from the big city and you went to go somewhere smaller. What was that like doing that solo?
It's probably good for me, actually. Like, there wasn't too much things to do outside hockey. So it kept me grounded and focused, and learned to grow up quick, like doing laundry and cooking food. I didn't cook too much great food, but kept it pretty basic, just meatballs mostly. But it was good. It was good.
So the program you were with, Skellefteå AIK, produced a ton of NHLers. What's it like coming there as a teenager and developing into a pro into the top league?
Yeah, I just had a great time. Like, it's very hard work. They're known for their off-ice work. So yeah, just it's a great school to go through, and I'm really happy I did it. So it was really good. Tough, but great.
And you really took a jump in your 20-year-old season. You were eligible for two drafts you did not get picked in. What kept you motivated to keep going and work your way towards North America at that point?
I didn't have too much thought of North America at that time, actually. I was more just trying to make it in Sweden and be able to live off hockey. But then I had a really good year there, my third draft year, and got some noticed here in the U.S., so it was really fun. So, yeah, I had a great year, got drafted, and then I kind of more shifted focus into coming here eventually.
It's so funny to see, like, how quickly these guys who get drafted at 20 come to the NHL now. There have been a lot of them recently. Like, this has been a big trend in the league.
Yeah, no, I just in my case, I was later in my growth spurt. So for me, it's just like, I feel like I was more ready when I was 20, obviously, so it's been fun.
I was going to ask if you were at the draft, but you were the COVID draft, right?
Yeah, it was a COVID draft, so I was back home with my agent, and we followed it on the TV, and then my phone started buzzing, and so I figured something happened, so then I got
awesome.
I got to know I got drafted by Nashville. So
where was your draft, Kevin?
Mine was in Los Angeles, I believe.
Okay, hometown pick?
Yeah.
You weren't there, though?
Yeah, no, I didn't go. I stayed home.
Did you think you were getting picked?
I did. I thought there was, it wasn't a surprise that I didn't know where I was going to go. It was going to be in the later rounds. But yeah, stayed home and watched it with one of my buddies back home. I think it was just me and him. But yeah, so hometown pick, yeah.
Simple as that. Yeah. And you weren't even there for it.
Nope.
All the Hollywood people were probably like, where is this guy?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they really missed me.
We talked about Adam's first NHL goal last night. I've been meaning to ask you about your first NHL goal, Kevin. It was for the Kings in 2017. It was a power play goal. It was a beautiful goal from Adrian Kempe.
Yeah, it was. Once upon a time, I used to be on the power play. That's left a long time ago. But, yeah, it was. That was – I mean, I didn't really have to do much. I think he put the pass between the defender's legs in front of the net, and I had an open net. So a long time ago now, but yeah, it's cool to look back on, obviously, and just kind of, you know, no one can ever take that away from you. So to be able to say you scored a goal in the NHL is a pretty cool thing to be able to say. So yeah, power play goal. Well, who would have thought?
Hey, you guys are tied right now, 1-1.
Yeah, that's right. He got his a little yeah.
All right.
Got his a little quicker, though. It took him. He might score more. He might score more than one.
Yeah, we're not doing goals per game. Jay would have you beat, maybe.
Well, I was gonna ask Kevin. You mentioned about you, former power play, obviously coming up through the college ranks. You played that role a little bit more, but it's interesting how as you get to that next level and from the AHL to the NHL, and you fill that role, you become more of a role player. And sometimes as you know, the older you get, you have to change your role, right? And that's, you may not get the power play time or that you used to get, but you always have to find a way to adapt. Is that kind of the way you feel? I mean, you've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to find your niche and find out what you're good at. You know, these guys in the power play now, they're elite, right? So I think it was always going to be, if I was going to make it in professional hockey, it wasn't going to be on that side of the game. I was going to need to be really good defensively, you know, be able to use my size down low and help out on the penalty kill and things like that. So You just try to focus on that. I think there's still, you know, an important part of the game that is to be said for defending and being able to shut guys down and kill penalties and things like that. So it might not be the prettiest style or the, you know, the sexiest thing out there, but I think it you know, it helps teams win. So, you know, it's helped me stick around. You know, I've kind of been comfortable playing that role here the last little bit. So, you know, I don't score a whole lot. I don't get a whole lot of points. So I got to focus on something else out there and try to be as good as I can on the other side of the ice.
Predators players Kevin Gravel and Adam Wilsby are our guests here on Smashville Live. We're going to take a break. They're going to sign some more autographs, take some pictures. We are here at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria for Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We are your radio home for Preds hockey. My name is Max Herz with original Preds defenseman Jay Moore and two Preds defensemen, Adam Wilsby and Kevin Gravel, are here. Let's clap it up for the guys. Great crowd of Preds fans here at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Tonight's show, as always, is presented by Black Abbey Brewing, so make sure you're getting your Black Abbey beers at the bar down here in Cool Springs. Gentlemen, we always like to talk about growing up, who some of your hockey idols were, who your favorite teams were, who you guys liked watching. So, Kevin, since you grew up stateside, we'll start with you growing up as a Youper.
Yeah, we got all the Detroit games on TV, so that was who I grew up watching. That was when they were kind of in their heyday there, too, with Lidstrom, Yzerman, Fedorov, all those guys. So those were the games we watched, and they were always fun to watch when they were winning their cups back then, too. So it was good teams to learn from.
Yeah, I grew up watching Erik Karlsson a lot. I really liked Niklas Backstrom as well and the Capitals. So yeah, I didn't really have any team, but I mostly just looked at players. But Erik Karlsson was probably the biggest idol.
So here we are. The Penguins are coming tomorrow. Good timing.
Yeah, good timing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun seeing him in person and hopefully give him a shot or two.
Yeah. Have you met him before, ever?
I haven't, so.
Well, he's probably seen your goal.
I hope.
It was on every highlight, ESPN and TSN, so I'm sure he's seen it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, well, there's so many great Swedish players who have come through Smashville. What is it like playing in the same city as all of those guys and being with Phil?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Like, Phil and the guys have been taking care of me nicely, and obviously the previous players here I looked up to as well, like Mattias Ekholm, Arvidsson, Kalle Järnkrok. So it's a bunch of them. So it's been really fun walking in their footsteps.
Guys, what do you like? Are you superstitious? And I know it's hockey guys are not as out there as goaltenders, but what do you, Adam, what do you do before a game? Is there a traditional meal that you eat every day? Is it pretty much the same thing, or do you change it up a little bit?
Yeah, it's getting more and more same. It's probably pretty unhealthy, but I do eat the same thing and try to sleep almost the same time every time, and then when I do always like almost the exact same warm-up every game and dress the same way. So it's, I don't know, like it's hard not to get there because you play like every other day. So you're trying to find that mental mode for a game. So it's a good thing. I feel like it's easy for you to get there and they do the same stuff all the game.
I would bet after yesterday's game, things aren't going to change a whole lot for tomorrow.
They won't. So I'll keep it the same way now for a while.
Good. Kevin, what about you?
Yeah, nothing crazy. Just kind of like Adam said, just pretty much keep the same routine. Like everyone's got their own routine on game day. Some guys are way more superstitious than others. I think my only, I don't know, quirk, if you want to call it, would be I put my right side of my gear on before my left side of my gear. So like right shin pad before left, right skate, for whatever reason, I don't know why. But other than that, it's not really anything crazy. More so a routine, like nap, same time, more start your warm-up at the same time, all that kind of thing.
Kevin Gravel and Adam Wilsby are our guests here on Smashville Live, Preds defensemen. You guys both have a lot of nicknames. Everybody's got a nickname in Milwaukee, and then it changes up here. But Adam, in Milwaukee, you were Willie, but you're something different here. Is that right? Or have you been Willie?
Wills. I heard of Stockholm Stallion as well. I kind of like that. Willie and Wills is probably the most common ones.
Well, we've been
doing Sniper as well.
Sniper after last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who started that one?
No one started that.
I started.
You started it yourself.
Yeah.
Self-made nickname.
Self-made.
We've done some name swapping because we have Willie Donick, one of our Preds announcers. So you're Willie. I've been calling him Willsby, and the name really lends itself well because it's, I don't know, there are a lot of puns in there.
Yeah, it is. It's just a great name. Great name.
Well, it's great to use in English. I mean, I've been making a lot of bad jokes, like last night, what a goal. That's a moment Adam Willsby remembering for the rest of his life. So it's just kind of right there.
Is it to use?
Do we have poetic license to make awful jokes with it?
You have, yes.
Okay, good. That's the last thing I need is encouragement. Jay wanted you to say no.
Max, you catch me off guard all the time with your humor.
It's not good. You don't have to say it's good, but it is cunning. And Kevin, you are Gravy. We also heard Grave Daddy. Is that right?
That was him going rogue, I think. That's never been said before, ever. I was like watching the video, or I was just like scrolling on, I think it was on Instagram, I saw the video, and it had the... like the closed captioning on it, and I saw it came up, and I had to listen to it a couple times to see if that's actually what he said, and that was the first time I've ever heard that. I'm sure it's the first time you've ever said that. I don't know why he said that.
I usually call him Gravy or Daddy, but then I just merged it together to Grave Daddy, so it felt right at the moment.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I really like that.
Grave Daddy, yeah. Gravel.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. And Kevin, we talked in the preseason as well about one of your equipment anomalies. Your very old sticks that you never broke and got to keep using way after they stopped making them.
Yeah, so it's gone now, but they stopped making them. So, I was using, I think they're on Trigger 9s now. I was using Trigger 4s up until about three quarters of the way through the season last year. I don't know if there was any specific reason why. I think at the start of every year, I just said I'll take the same stick, and that just kind of continued on. I don't break very many of them, so I always had some left over, so it just kind of stockpiled, and then finally ran out of them. But talking to the equipment manager down in Milwaukee, I think I could be very wrong in this, but I think the stick came out in like 17 or 18 or something like that. So I've had it for a while, but now I'm back in the what the kids are wearing now. So I'm in the I'm in the new technology. So back to the common age.
He lasted as long as you could with the old stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, is there for those of us who don't have the new sticks, is there a big difference between those and the new ones?
I think I don't know if it's a big difference. I mean, it is lighter. I think that's probably the biggest difference. To be honest, you could probably give me any stick and it'd be fine for what I do out on the ice, but
glass out.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's for what I do out there, as long as it's left-handed, I'll be all right.
That's pretty simple right there. I mean, that's a hockey player. That's the way everybody should think.
A trainer's favorite player right there, yeah. Right? Nothing changes. Just keep it simple. I'll take the same as I had last year.
When you score one goal a year, though, you can't be the most high-maintenance guy asking for stuff in the locker room.
Are you you're one of the taller players we've had on the Preds. Do you have a special length stick of any kind?
Yeah, it's the extended. I don't think it's anything more than just like the standard extension. It just comes as the extended version, so I don't have to put like the wood plug into it or whatever it is. So, just whatever. I don't know how many inches it adds onto it, but it ends up ending right where it needs to, so I don't have to cut it down or anything like that. So it makes my life easier.
Do you have to ask the league for that, or because you're tall enough, you can just go with it?
No, I think if it needed to be taller than that, you would have to ask the league for it. But I think since this is just like the normal extension or whatever you want to call it, I think that is just like a different spec on the stick that you can order.
Adam, what is your stick story? Do you have a fun curve or anything like that? Anything unique?
Not really. I changed the parse curve, actually. So I changed it. I think it was Borowicki that told me that it looked pretty awkward, so he just said, take this curve. So I just took that curve, and I like it, so it's been good.
So which direction did you go in?
Direction?
Was it, what did you move more towards from what you had before?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm not that into my sticks either, so I just... I just take whatever, and yeah, I don't know. It feels good for me, so I'll just stick with it.
Yeah, it's been working so far. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Adam, you debuted, you played really well, but you were in the middle of a losing streak. What was it like evaluating your personal game coming into the NHL for the first time as that was happening with the team?
Yeah, it wasn't too fun, but like when you're coming in the first couple of games, I feel like you're always mostly worried about your own performance, and so first couple of games I obviously mostly cared about how I performed and obviously want to win, but then when we started losing more and more, I obviously got more and more pissed at it. So it was really nice to start winning here a little bit.
Yeah, last three games, things have felt right here.
Yeah, definitely. Like we played very, very well. I feel like we should have won the Colorado game, but. And they're a good team as well. So, we're starting to play the right way, and I feel like we're starting to come together as a group as well. We're having fun together, and that's important as well.
Yeah, this homestand is awesome. It's good to be home for four after all the road games that the team has played recently, and you guys have been traveling back and forth from Milwaukee. It's been quite a lot of miles for everybody. So great to be here in Smashville for four home games this week. Great crew of Preds fans here at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. We're going to take one final break, and then we will take your fan questions for Preds defenseman Adam Willsby and Kevin Gravel. This is Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on 102.5 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. We've got Preds players Adam Willsby and Kevin Gravel here, and we are ready to take some fan questions. All right. First up, say your name and where you're from and your question, please.
Okay. Hello, my name is Carolina. I am from Middle Tennessee, and I got a question for both of y'all. What are y'all's plans over the Christmas break?
So, I'm going to stay here in Nashville, so probably going to end up at Forsberg House, so that's going to be nice.
I will be heading back to Milwaukee for it. My family's in Milwaukee right now, so I'll be going back to spend it with them.
All right. Here we go. Next up, next question.
So how does it feel where you, one minute you're playing for Milwaukee, and then they're like, you got to move straight up into the Predators, and you go from the AHL to the NHL so fast. Is it hard to adapt, or do you just, is there no difference?
I feel like we have a similar system in Milwaukee as here, so it's pretty seamless. Like, and it's, I feel like pace-wise, it's not that big of a difference. It's mostly like just player quality-wise, the players are just better. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, obviously, it's kind of chaotic when you get the call that you're coming, just to kind of get your ducks in a row there. But once you get here and kind of get your feet underneath you, everything is just ends up being hockey at the end of the day. So. Like Willie said there, it's systems are pretty similar and things like that. So the transition in terms of that is pretty seamless. It's just kind of adjusting to the speed and the pace of the game up here.
All right, we are back here in the corner. No question from the Horwitz family. Anybody else have a question for the Preds players for a chance to win some tickets? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Savannah. I'm from Hendersonville. This is for Kevin. When you got recalled as the captain of Milwaukee, what was kind of going through your head when it happened?
I mean, you're still, like, excitement. Obviously, this is where you want to be. Everyone wants to be in the NHL. Obviously, I'm very proud of what happens in Milwaukee and you know, the team in Milwaukee there and you know, fully invested in everything that's going on down there. But when the call comes, you know, you got to come up here and give everything you got up here too. Like, it's the National Hockey League and you're up here for a reason. So, like I said, this is where you want to be. So you want to come up here and perform well and try to stick up here.
Hi. I'm Irvin Tennant from Nashville. My question is for both of you. So when you got called up to the big leagues and you came here to the Predators, was there one player that you admired, meaning how that particular player prepped for games, getting ready, his full repertoire for a game? Is there anyone on the Predators that stood out that you say, hey, you know, that's someone I want to particularly look at?
Yeah, for me, it's probably Jose. Like how he handles himself off the ice. Like he's probably the best player on our team, and he's also the nicest player. And how he treats other people, but also on the ice, it's just very very cool to see him every day. How he plays out there. So it's been really cool for me to see him close by.
Yeah, I think there's a few guys. I think first you look at the guys who, you know, the leadership on the team, the guys who have the letters, you know, like it's Yost, it's O'Reilly, Stamkos, Phil. They're in that position because of, you know, what they've done throughout their career and who they are as people and as players. And a lot of that is because of how they prepare for games. And, you know, sometimes things don't go your way, but you just stay the course and show up the next day and do your work and try to get better. And you know, you try to look on those guys and lean on those guys and just try to pick up things that they do every day.
All right, our last fan question from right up here in the corner.
Dennis from Franklin. Just adding on to what you were saying about the transitions from Milwaukee here or back, what are the living arrangements and, like, clothing? How do you take care of all your clothes and, you know, make that transition from both places?
So you generally get put up into a hotel here when you get called up. Clothes, you bring as much as you can. You know, you don't know how long it's going to be. So you try to stuff as much as you can into a suitcase. You hope you don't run out of stuff. If you do, you'll be doing laundry at the hotel. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I know you've been saying you got to do some laundry. So you've been here longer than I have.
Yeah, so. I do some laundry. I did bring more stuff this call up than my previous call up. So, but I'm starting to run out now. So, yeah.
All right, we've got time for one more. Sorry, right here in the front. Introduce yourself and then ask your question, please.
Hi, I'm Tinley Gill from Lebanon, Tennessee. What made you want to pursue a hockey career?
Good question.
That is a good question. I think for me, it just was something that I love to do. Like, growing up playing it, you don't expect that you're going to be playing in the NHL. Like, it was never like, you know, it's something that I thought was ever going to happen. You just, obviously, it's every little kid's dream. But as I grew up and continued to play, I just continued to kind of progress and make teams. And then you find yourself playing in college and drafted and things like that. So then it starts to become a little bit more of a realistic dream and something that is worth pursuing. And obviously, very fortunate to have been able to make a career out of this. So it's been, you know, every day has been awesome to be a part of.
Yeah, pretty similar to Kevin. Grew up just having fun with it, and Sweden is a big hockey country, so just playing with my friends and having a good time, and then eventually you keep improving, and now we're here, so yeah, it's fun.
It's as simple as that.
Make it sound easy.
Do you have any more questions, Jay Moore?
No, that was very thorough. I learned a lot. Good to get to know these guys. You see them on the ice all the time, and kind of fun to get a little personal side of what their lives are like.
That's all the time we got. Let's clap it up, everybody, for our player guests tonight, Kevin Gravel and Adam Willsby. We will see them back on the ice tomorrow night as the Predators host the Penguins, game 2 of a 4-game homestand, Saturday afternoon against the Kings, one of Kevin's former teams. It's Tim McGraw bobblehead day, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Wow.
So that's a big day, yeah. Saturday. We're going to make that happen. Then the final game before Christmas, Monday, against the Carolina Hurricanes at Bridgestone Arena. Want to give a big thank you to everyone who helped out with our broadcast today. Jordan, Alex, Sean, Cliff, our whole crew, Jake Wallman, our producer, back at the Game Nashville Studios, who also plays for the San Jose Sharks. Big shout out to him. For Jay Moore, all of you, I'm Max Hurst. Thanks so much for joining us tonight and listening to Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here in Cool Springs. Our next show is Thursday, January 9th at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Coming up next, it's Vanderbilt basketball here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.